brand new sugya. It is one of the most yisaidistika sugyas that we have this summer. It touches on many, many important principles that appear in other areas of halacha as well. But the sugya begins. The sugya begins as a Muslim sugya, and then quickly branches out to other places as well. So it starts out with one of the strangest stories in Masechet Brachos. Not one of the strangest stories in Shas. Hopefully, everybody had a chance to read the Gemara. Everyone saw it. Yanni Malchus. Okay, the kids and Nimrods. Rather than going over the nuances of this fascinating event, the bottom line is that Yanai Hamelech was a Ritzeh. That's the bottom line. He was killing everybody, but he was still throwing big parties, and he had a very, very big tzaddik as a brother-in-law, who was actually one of the leaders of Klai Yisrael, Shimon ben Shetach. How in the world did Yanai Hamelech, Shimon ben Shetach become so closely related? So, just for the history books, so Yanai's wife was Shimon ben Shetach's sister, but she actually didn't willingly marry him. She was actually felt for Yibum. She was married to somebody else, to Yanai's brother, and then his brother died without children, and she fell for Yibum to Yanai. So it was a strange kind of a situation. We had someone who was apparently a great tzaddikus. His brother was the good Lador, who was married to someone who was a Rav Shirosh and a Ritzeh. Just for modern Israeli history. So there are two streets in Yerushalayim. One is called Rechov Yanai, one is called Rechov Shlom Tzion Hamalka. And in case you know these streets in Yerushalayim, well, they have to intersect with one another. The reason why they intersect is they haven't been married to one another, just in case you're interested. So in case that piece of trivia, you know, appeals to. Anyway, getting back to that story. So the bottom line is that Yanai HaMelech, you might say, shh. Yanai HaMelech makes this big shebang of a party, and he asks his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach, to lead the benching. Shimon ben Shetach didn't eat at the meal. So the question was, can he lead the benching? He didn't eat the meal. So that's really where the halachic part takes over. So the Gemara says, in the end of the first of the Gemara, comes three lines to the bottom, Amahech Avrich. What should I say for benching? Baruch Shocha Yanai V'Chaver Mishaloi. He said, I should make a bracha. Baruch Shocha Yanai. I.e., how can I be Motzi Yanai? How can I be Motzi all the guests at the meal if I myself didn't eat? So the Gemara says, Shasta Okasa. So what Shimon ben Shetach did was, he drank the kos that was given to him. They gave him a kos to bench, to lead the benching. So he drank the kos. And once he became chayav in a bracha achorona for drinking that kos, then he felt comfortable enough to lead the benching, which is a little bit strange. Because after all, when you drink a kos of wine, we paskin, you don't have to bench for a cup of wine. So somehow Shimon ben Shetach felt that drinking a cup of wine is enough to enable him to be motzi everybody else. And that's exactly what happened. Yavol lekos achrinu bar. And then he took another cup and he led the benching. Amar Rabbi Abba, Breder Bechir Bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach, the Ovid legarmu the Ovid. The fact that Shimon ben Shetach sufficed with having a cup of wine and therefore leading the benching, that was l'shita. So, but we don't pass in that way. B'hochi Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, B'yechle presented what was the majority view. The lo'ilam in a motzi surrounding the chavasa ashiach chizayis dagon. That if I just had a cup of wine, that's not enough for me to be motzi in benching. I have to have a kezias of bread, and then I can be motzi in benching. Ad kan divrei Gemara. So whether or not we accept Shimon ben Shetach, which we have it now too, everybody seems to agree that if you have two people or multiple people, one person ate a kezias and the others ate something, I don't know yet. As long as they ate a kezias, they have no qualm, they have no problem being motzi you in Brevis of Motzi. So the eating of the kezias is the keveya. That's what enables me to be motzi you in Brevis of Motzi. Now, when you hear this discussion about can I be motzi you in Brevis of Motzi, what do you think the number one prerequisite is to what if anybody to be motzi anybody else in Brevis of Motzi? What is that?
You're
high yourself. You have to be mechayiv. That's like the ABCs of being motzi. I'm not going to talk about this earlier. So good in Shemekha, yeah? It's a Mishnah, Masechet Hashanah, so good in Hashanah. So I have to be mechayiv. So the Gemara is saying that the eating of the kezayis is enough to enable me to be motzi. And what the Gemara is in effect saying is that once I ate a kezayis, I am mechayiv in benching. That sounds like a no-brainer. Put the two and two together. You have to be mechayiv in order to be motzi. Kezayis is the shiur to be motzi. You connect the dots, obviously, the definition of Mechubi Dabar benching is the Shia Vachilas Kezayis. Which is not so surprising, because in fact, take a look at the third of the Mamre Rabbos. So the Gemara is Machlokes HaTanoim, what is the Shia? How much you have to eat in order to bench? So the Gemara says, the Brach is Mamtes and Mabez, Rabbi Meir says, V'yachalta zu Achila. Rabbi Meir says, the word V'yachalta refers to Achila, V'savata zu Shia, V'yachilta Kezayis. So the word Yachalt, according to Rabbi Meir, means the same as it means in Kol HaTorah Kula. And we know that always, whenever we talk about achilo, whether it means in matzah, not in chametz, not in treifas, the word achilo always has the connotation of merchandise. How do we know that? What's the source of that? What is the source for that halacha that the word achilo in that term always means kedayis? What's the source for this kedayis? I said that, I'm going to say it again. Kedayis, kedayis,
kedayis, kedayis. That fills you?
Is that, well, that's the word achilo that's in it.
But that would be bad.
What's the where is the shirin on the lady?
Well, he's telling me that the stam like shear is
exactly. I wonder who made up that stam shear. Did Rabbi pull that one? Who made it up?
A flow guy said in Brussels.
No. Everyone agrees that the word achila is all that are cool refers to kedayis. The erev toyach will rise to any kedayis. The offers of moshik are based on the kedayis. If you eat a kezayis, a chomet tzechayim kari. So the word achila and kol tzechayim means kezayis. That was not negotiable. I'm asking a backwards question. Where'd that come from? How do you know mechalva means kezayis? What does the Gemara say?
Is that a rabbin?
Comes the Gemara and says, shiurin or halacha l'moshe besinai. All of this area of halacha called four tvachim, three tvachim, ten tvachim, a beitza, an amla, that, where did all this come from? Who made this up? So the Gemara says, shiurin or halacha l'moshe besinai. So the fact that we know that stam kezayis, that stam achil is a kezayis, that's a given, that's kachnem halacha l'moshe besinai. It is alluded to in this week's parasha. Anyone know? What's the remez this week's parasha? The Gemara Barachas in Eiruvim says that there's a remez in this week's parasha, coming up parasha, to that idea that the shiur of achila is kezayis. Says in the pasuk Eretz Zeis Shemen. So Gemara says Eretz Sherov Shiureha Kezayis. Most of the shiurim in halacha is kezayis. You have to eat this much, eat this for kezayis. After that, there's so many dinim of kezayis that's alluded to. It's a remez, not the pasuk really means. The remez to the din of kezayis is found in the sweet spot. But the real source of kezayis is what we're seeing. So Rabbi Meir says, how much you have to eat in order to bench? V'yachalta. But the Torah doesn't just say v'yachalta, it says v'savata. And v'savata seems to have the connotation that you have to eat more than a kezayis. How does the mayor explain the pasuk v'savata? V'savata is not referring to eating, it's referring to drinking. It's not clear what that means even. But v'yachalta stands on its own 2 feet, and therefore the shiur of achila is kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Unlike Rabbi Meir, who says v'yachalta is one thing, v'savata something else, Rabbi Yehuda Saba, v'yachalta v'savata, achila shiyesh basviya, bezeh kebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda said that the word v'savata is not a separate statement, but rather it is modifying v'yachalta, and it is telling me that the shir achila is not kezayis for benching. The shir achila is kezayis for matzah, and chametz, and basic, etc. But for benching, the rules are different. For benching, the rules depend upon the achalta v'savata. You need achila sheish basviya, which is more by the amount of kebeitza, the size of the egg. When all the dust settles, machlokes are man Rabbi Yehuda. How much you have to eat in order to bench? Because I see kebeitza. We pass the Rabbi Meir. What's the Rabbi pass the Rabbi Meir? Good, wonderful, great. So at first glance, that which we pass in, that the shear of the Moslem's kezayis, Agamara reads like a charm. Right? Because what does Agamara say? Rabbi Yechidim taught us that in order to be mighty somebody else in benching, you must eat a minimum of a kezayis. So that makes a lot of sense. Because we follow Rabbi Meir. Once you eat a kezayis, you have created the status of Mukhir B'davar. So what's the problem? I ate a kezayis, you ate 16 kezayis, so what's the difference? Once I ate a kezayis, I'm Mukhir B'menshi. So I'm Mukhir B'menshi, you're Mukhir B'menshi, great. I'm Mukhir B'davar, I can be made to you. So everyone's great, Kabbalah, right? Agamar reads perfectly, beautifully, according to what we just learned. But now, the crisis begins. The crisis begins with the second of the Ma'amakamah, Sigmar Masech Brach HaSachor. But the Gemara tells us that the machlokes are in name of Rabbi Yehuda as to how much you have to eat in order to be shy of benching is not a machlokes on a level of what, Rabbi Yehuda? Of what? Of deraisa. They are not arguing about what the pasuk means. You know why, says the Gemara? Because neither of them are correct. Neither are Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yehuda, right? There's a different shear entirely for how much you have to eat in order to be chayav and benching in a Torah. What's that shear?
Beis.
I said there's, they're both of them.
Beis.
There's no shear. There's no nishtam. When you're stuffed to the gills, then you're so unlike Rabbi Meir who said, sounds like he said the shiras kezayis, unlike Rabbi Yehuda says the shiras kebeitza, comes the Gemara in the Brachas Achof and says, and the love of the Araisa, neither of them are right. The real shir of the Araisa is, can they speak? And the Pashup shot is that it depends on each person. What stuffs me doesn't necessarily stuff you. So why are Rabbi Meir and Yehuda quoting Pesukim for? Once we know that piece of information, does that Gemara reflex into charm anymore? What did that Gemara say? That a shir ben shetach eli kizayis, he can be motzi all the guests there. Wait a second, hold the phone, not so fast. Why went to kasha? Let's forward the kasha. Let's hear the kasha. If kizayis is only midir abanan, then what?
Then why does that only point to his reasoning?
No. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says that shir ben shetach, he went even further. He said he could just drink a cup of wine and call it a day. So that far we're not going to go. But we accept that what?
That
kizayis is enough. So now let's hear the kasha. Now you ready?
That would only be
there. So wait a second. We thought everything was hunky dory because if he would have been Kizayis, everything would have been great. Not so great at all. Because if Kizayis only creates a chi of the Rabbanan, and everybody else presumably was stuck to the gills, so they were chayav with the Raisa. So now we're walking on very, very shaky ground. To be labeled as the Mechuyav B'davar, if I am chayav the Rabbanan, and you are chayav the Araisa. Who thinks that qualifies as a mechuyav b'davar? By show of hands, I put the hand there, right? By show of hands, who thinks that if I'm chayav the Rabbanan and you're chayav the Araisa, that's good enough? Nobody thinks that way. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? Brach
sevchav. It says kol she'ina mechuyav b'davar.
So comes the Gemara for the 15th time this summer, and we get to the machlekes, the shayav the Gemara, where the women's chayav and benching is what? So according to Rashi, why is a woman's chiyuv in their abundance? Because they're lacking what? According to Tosfos, why is a woman's chiyuv in their abundance? Because the what? Because they're lacking brisa dora. But no matter how you slice it, the Gemara says that if you hold that a woman's chiyuv is only in their abundance benching, then she can't be motzi a man. That's a mefarshi Gemara. If she's chayavis de araisa, then she has an equal footing with the man and all for it. But if she's only chayavis with the rabbanan, half of the rabbanan, we motzi a de araisa. So we're connecting the dots of here, by so there's a lot of issues now all converging together. So on the one hand, we know for a fact, the Gemara tells us, that if Shimon ben Shetach would have just eaten kezayis, everything would have been great. Right? That's fact number one, right? Shimon ben Shetach can sue me a kezayis, could have been motzi everybody. We know, fact number two, that the amount of merely eating a kezayis is only chayav the rabbanan. What's the proof of that? Brachas daf what? Daf chav. We know, fact number three, that a derabbanan can't be motzi deraisa. That's also brachas daf chav. So we now have a three-way theorem. We have these three statements.
Fact one as well? What's fact one?
Fact number one is that if Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kezayis, he could have been motzi everybody. Gemara says that, right? Gemara says, he eat less than a kezayis. It would have been kezayis, everything would have been revolted. So that's Gemara number one. That's brachas daf memches. That's fact number one. Fact number two, kezayis is only the rabbanon. It's brachas daf chav. Fact number three, that the rabbanon can be motzi deraisa. If those three facts, that I say fact means it's a fact, means it's true. If those three facts are true, then we have an internal contradiction. Then something's got to give. Those three facts cannot all three be true. They can contradict one another. Everyone with us, and we'll get the kasha? Okay? Should we chaz the kasha again? Who wants to chaz the kasha again? Everyone's got it? Okay. So if I say that is the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with, Tosfos and the Rosh and the Baha'i and the Rash and the Ramban, every Rishonim of the Sun has to deal with the same exact kasha. How do you make these three pieces of information converge together rather than catch each other? So if I say, who's got some ideas for me? Who's got a simple idea for me? We have to change some facts on the ground. Let's try to chip away the facts.
So Rashi already brings that.
I don't want to start Rashi. I want to just think it through. So we're going to get to Rashi in a minute. I said three facts. Fact number one, Shir Mecheta could be motzi by merely eating kezayis. Right? Everyone agrees to that? Any other way to agree? Can't disagree with that one. Okay? The Gemara says the Rabbanim can't be motzi deraisa? Absolutely. No question about it. Which fact is a little bit shaky? Which fact is sitting on shaky ground?
Whether kezayis will be mechuyev on a different
level. Right, because kezayis is only a derabanan, right? The fact that the Gemara, the fact, with capital F, the fact the Gemara says that kezayis is only obligated to benching with derabanan, is that an absolute ironclad fact or not? Is that really 100% true? What led us to believe that's true? The Gemara brought that up, right? Are we already suspicious about that fact before we even read Baruch Zavchot? Is there something already leading us to believe that there's more than meets the eye about that quote unquote fact? Remember we had a kasha. Hey, wait a second. If Kzayis is only Dirabanan, so then why is the Gemara what? Why is the Gemara on Baruch Zavchot Memtes quoting what?
Psukim.
So we said, ah, the Psukim, don't bite your Psukim, don't waste my time. Psukim, it's all a spach to be up, right? But any time you see that kind of an approach, don't bother me with Sukkim, it's just a Snachtas. You know in the back of your mind, someone's going to turn around and say, what Rabbi say?
It's not a Snachtas.
Hey, it's not a Snachtas. It's a real McCoy. It's the real thing. It's a real Deraisa. So wait. Don't jump to some conclusion. Maybe fact number two is wrong. Maybe it's talking not true. Maybe Kezayis is Deraisa, and that would be so much smoother with the Sukkim. We have a Gemara in our face, right? There's a Gemara staring us in the face. There's a Gemara that's saying, Kezayis is only a what? Kezayis is only the Rabbanan. What's the Gemara? Where Gemara? What Gemara? What was this Gemara? So take a look at the end of the seventh Mamma comes again. What was the context of the Gemara that Kezayis is only the Rabbanan? Let's take a look. Dershav Avira, it's the end of the second Mamma comes, four lines in the back. Dershav Avira. Zimin Amalim Mishmed Rabbi Avi. Sometimes it was said in the name of Rabbi Avi, but Zimin Amalim Mishmed Rabbi Asi. Amr Malachi Asharis the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Hanishalai the Kasa B'Sarasech Hashelai Safanim Lekach Shechet. It says in the Torah that you don't show favorites. Allah Ta'ala says, "Pardon me, Israel. You show favorites. Look into Klai Israel. Look save. You say Hashem. Pardon me, Allah." Amr Lahem. Rabbi Hanishalai said, "V'chilu Esa. Pardon me, Israel. Shouldn't I show favorites to Klai Israel? Shukasat in the Torah the Chalp Israel the Rav Hashem Lekecha. The Midach Lanatzo Kedai Zekaveitza that I wrote in the Torah, namely the Diaraisa." Was Kedei Sviya, and they go ahead and a Machmir, even a Kezayis or Kebeit, a Tenor Rabbi or Rabbi Meir. So this Gemara is black on white, not negotiable, the Kezayis is on the Dirabon. So what do you mean you're chipping away at the Gemara? What do you mean you're chipping away at the fact that we do?
It seems that Kezayis and Kebeit is kind of like above what Hashem said. It's not like a lower thing. We were trying to say before that.
No, the means of Bnei Yisrael of Machmir, they bench even if they ate less than they have to. They're not really chakif to bench, and they still bench. So again, we have an internal contradiction, three facts, something's got to give. So we're chiseling away what we think is the weakest of the three, the weakest link of the chain, that maybe, because Isaac of Beitza is really chakif to Isaac. And we have a reason in the back of our minds that we'll believe that, because that would have fit nicer into the circuit. But what's staring us in the face is just going to be enough about the Amr Malach HaShos B'nefesh. So if this was staring in the face, like really, really convinced of this Gemara, what's bothering us? You're going to make a case based on this Gemara, you're going to build up a kasha, an ironclad fact based on this Gemara. What's bothering you about this Gemara? It's very agadic, not somewhat. It's 100% agadic in nature. Namely, it's an agadita. It's a beautiful, beautiful, inspiring medrash. It's a beautiful, inspiring agadita. No question about it. Comes to Ramban, and a long, long Muhammad said, I put this part of Muhammad's word. It's coming to Ramban, it says, Eilam made him halacha with the agadita. Generally speaking, we don't learn halachas from Agaritas. Agaritas is a chelik of Torah. It's a very important chelik of Torah. It teaches us a lot about Machshav, about Yerushalayim, about Shkafas HaTorah. It's all true. But in terms of the nitty-gritty halacha, so we learn halacha from halacha, not from Agaritas, not from the Drosha. So therefore the Ramban argues that it's quite possible that there's a beautiful drush, but it doesn't have any bearing on the halacha. And therefore, says the Ramban, you know what probably the sheer of Benjamin Deraisa really is? Exactly what? Exactly what the Gemara sounds like based on what? Based on the psukim, which are not asmat, says the Ramban. They're real drushes, Deraisa. And therefore, the Ramban said, I'd rather treat the halachic statement of Yechalkos of Kazayas, take that literally, take that seriously, and don't just delegate that to the realm of asmachta. I'd rather take that as the din d'araisa, and in a sense forego this agadah that's a beautiful drasha, but it doesn't impact the halacha. And the more correct conclusion, says the Ramban, is that the shear of benchi mid'araisa is in fact Kazayas. If that's the case, according to the Ramban's argument, that fact number two basically ceases to exist, then the Gemara reads up the charm again. How could Shimon ben Shetach be motzi everybody in Benji? What's the answer? Because he was chayav, what?
Zayis.
Midarais, at the same level, can anybody else get into that? So that's the Ramban's unique approach to this subject. Of course, the Ramban's shot is only as true as his basic premise. The only way the Ramban was able to offer his shot was because he, in a sense, negated the Gemara about Kazayis being derabanan. He basically took that out of the off the charts. But Ruben the Rishonim were not willing to do that. Tosis and the Rosh and the Baha'i, all the other Rishonim said, no, that's not true. You can't just take a Gemara and say it's something I got it, that's the rabbi's Rosh Hashanah's morning and call of the day. It's a binding statement of Chazal. And therefore, the correct Shia of Bechsa Mazan deraisa is in fact a Sphere. Anything less is only Midrabanan. We're back to square one. So you can't just put in for the kaka, can't just answer the internal contradiction by just tossing out a Gemara. So therefore, we're going to have to go down the root of the other Rishonim and try to see, if we don't go down the root of the Ramban, so what other options are available for us? Yeah.
Does the Ramban maybe sit better with Rabbi Yehuda than Rabbi Meir?
No. The Ramban is, it's not Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are details. Either the details there are Isa, details there are Ramban. So at the end of the day, they're, the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is a quantitative Machlokes, it's not really qualitative. So basically, what other options do we have? So comes Rashi, and offers another possibility. Comes Rashi and says, remember three facts, get the three facts again. Fact number three, we'll go backwards. Fact number three was that there are one and what?
Can't be
on to the right. Fact number two was? Fact number one was what?
Shemeshah
was able to be motzi everybody. There's something tricky in that statement. Shemeshah was able to be motzi everybody. What piece of information do we not know about this party?
If the king and queen ate a kazayis,
we don't know what anybody else ate. I mean, they may have eaten a kazayis, or maybe they were on a diet, don't eat a kazayis, or maybe what?
They were on the food.
Well, leave out the women. Maybe they what? I don't know, I get the impression. This guy, I got like Jan ML. I don't get the impression that he's, you know, so careful about watching. I get the impression he's like some real tough guy who's fressing his face out and stuffed to the gills. And now he wants to be unbenching from his hailing of brother-in-law, Shimon Shetach.
Only to eat kazayis.
Who only ate a kazayis.
So how can he be?
Wait, so that was the premise of my question. Comes the Rashi, quotes the name of the Baal of Skedos. Anybody know who wrote the Baal of Skedos?
No.
If you say you know, then by definition you are?
Lying.
Right. I wouldn't say it so bad, but you're wrong. Because there's Machlokes in Rishon, who wrote the Baal of Skedos? Not sure. It came from the times of the Gaon, two different traditions as to who exactly wrote. So comes Rashi and calls the name of Balach Zdos to follow. It's fourth in the round of curves. Well, Balach Zdos Pesach.
Okay.
Well, Balach Zdos Pesach. Dafka da ochlu inu kizai is a kibetzik of a sex. The only way that anybody can be yaitzei with the Bichza Mozon of Shuvin Shetach is if they also only ate a kazayis or a kabetz, depending on what you think. What was Balach Zdos bothered with? Balach Zdos lived 300 years before the Ramban, 20 years before Rashi. Which kasha was he bothered with? Our kasha. He's bothered with our internal three-way contradiction. So comes Balach Zdos with a different solution to the problem. Comes Balach Zdos and says that the answer to the question is, you're right, kazayis is the Ramban. And you're right, that the Ramban came with the Raisa. But you're wrong, because you thought that Yane and his chevra stuffed to the gills. They also were careful. They also only ate kazayis. And therefore, It's a derabbanan being melted a derabbanan. According to the Balos Gedolos, he changed one piece of historical, you know, fact, and he didn't really change any halachic premise. I like the Ramban who changed halachic premise. He just added a quirk into the history that we didn't quite get right, and that avoids, circumvents the entire kasha. Go follow the Moir doing, right? Sounds like a great answer. Rashi says, it's a great answer in theory, but it's not going to fit into the Gemara. But comes Rashi and says, I can't believe it's true. V'ev shalah hamida, says Rashi, you can't say such a thing. The Hayanei v'chaber rachel v'savu, come on, what are you telling me, a story that Yanai and the king were on Weight Watchers? Yanai, the king and the queen and the servants, the whole Haggadah, the whole party over there, they were stuffed to the gills. They had a marina shmorg with a 6-course meal with a Viennese table on top. And then they're looking around from the bench. Come on, it's Kadesh Sevilla. So Rashi can't accept Balach Kadosh's terrors. So far, by said we have two Gedolim Rishayim and Malach. That's what the four Rishayim and Gedolim already. Two Terutz from early sources. One the Bahag, one of the Ramban. Each one addressing the same fundamental problem. The Ramban changed the facts in Halacha by turning, in a sense, Kazayis into a Derai. So unlike what we thought for the Gemara. The Baal Lachas Gedolos changed the facts of the ground and turned to the menu of the meal, taking it from a Kadesh Sevilla meal to just a slice of pizza or bagel. So both shot the Baal Lachas Gedolos. They're about changing some of the story here in order to solve this problem. But we don't want to go down the road of either the Baal or the Ramban. We want to come up with some way to literally have a cake and eat it. We want all our facts to be right, and we still want to explain away why this phenomenon is going to work.
The lashon of the Gemara, it says kricha berifta b'hadita.
Kricha berifta sounds like they're just having a bagel.
Yeah,
that means to start off the meal. Then they're having a 20-minute course.
It also sounds like they're not even part of it.
It's just a
benefit.
Okay, maybe those are things that almost like led the Bahak to believe what he told us.
According to the Rambam, right? The Rambam. How's it? Doesn't it make an issue that he's saying that Shuvan Shetach, right? He only ate Kazayis, but everyone else is eating Kadesh Sevilla.
According to Ramban, it doesn't matter.
Why does it matter?
Because brother Ramban Kazayis is also derai.
He's also derai. Okay, but then according to the Bahag.
According to the Bahag, so then you have to, either you got to change the Kazayis because Kazayis derai, so you got to take the food out of the mouths of the Yadei Melech, make them all eating Kazayis.
So, okay.
Fine. Could have a both.
Right, because according to everyone's there, everyone's there about.
Right, everyone's there. Right, all equal.
Maybe in the situation where Shetach, the only thing he could be, most of the other people like his eyes, and they're scared of his life.
Scared for his life. Yeah. You mean Nechna? I mean the story's not true. I mean in fact, it doesn't sound like anything. Like Moshe said, but the Veloyi, that was Kikoch Nevesh. It doesn't sound like it. Okay, so basically, what other solution do we have here? What do we have to start to work on? Basically. Which halachic principle do we have to do a little bit of surgery on in order to come up with an answer?
Whether by benching, the only way that you can be most other people is when you're chayav yourself.
Okay, so we have to go back to the ABCs of mechuyav v'davar, because that's where all our problems started. Now, the Gemara did say the principle of mechuyav v'davar by benching. How do I know that? Where did the Gemara tell us that you have to be mechuyav v'davar to leave the bench?
By nashim.
By nashim. The question is, if women only do rabbanan, then women can't be motzi a man. So we definitely apply the principle, not surprisingly, to the double prevention. No question about that. But we have to reformulate a little bit what the definition of chuvah dava means. Now we know a little bit about this already. We talked a little bit about the fabric of the shemekin. Let's go to the following question to you. The halacha is, for me to read the Megillah for you, I have to read chuvah dava, right? No question about that. I remember the first year I learned to read the Megillah. Why doesn't everyone know? I was so excited because I was going to read the Megillah with my grandmother. I was really, really excited. I was going to a house for my student reading the Megillah. It's Kabbalah. And then right before, I remember learning in school that there's a halacha that you can only be mostly someone in the Megillah of Yudhi Asaf HaChayim. It's such chlishtadas. You know why? Because I thought, mistakenly thought, what that means is if I'm going to go to shul in the morning and hear the Megillah, I'm going to rather be Yotze my Chiyuv. Now I'm not Chayiv anymore, and I'm going to go reach my grandma. It's not going to work. Right? That's what I thought. So I felt so bad. I feel, okay, it must be, I should go to shul in the morning, Purim morning, have one at the yard. So what am I going to do? Because I want to read for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What do I do? So remember, I asked my Rebbe at the time, how can I read for my grandmother if I was already Yotzi, I'm not a Mechui B'davar? What did he answer me?
Awesome text prophet.
What did he answer me? Explain to me what he answered me.
You are a
I am a Chuyah B'davar. Why? Even though I personally was Yotzi already, I'm still labeled in Allah as a Chuyah B'davar. Right? Why is that? Isn't that like talking two sides of my mouth? Am I Chayav or not Chayav? What's the answer by saying? Comes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes and says, Afa Pisha Yotza. Good finish that statement. That means even though I personally was Yotzi, I can be Motzi somebody else. What kind of game is that? So Rashi on the spot introduced the following concept. Rashi says, you have to be a Mechuyav B'davar. If you have an obligation to read the Megillah, not only do you have an obligation to read the Megillah, but you have to make sure that every single Jew reads the Megillah as well. What's that principle called? Arvos. Kol Yisrael Reim Tehillim. It's not just a nice, catchy, cute phrase or song. It's a lot of concepts of Rashi. Kol Yisrael Reim Tehillim is that, which basically means that I am obligated to make sure that you hear the Megillah as well. So therefore, I am still labeled as a what? As a
Megillah.
So what does the Gemara mean when it says you have to be a Mechuyah B'davar? It doesn't mean that you have to be Mechuyah right now. It means that you have to be a Gavra who wants Chaya or is no Chaya. You have to be a type of an individual who this mitzvah speaks to you B'daras Chiyuv, even though you personally already dispensed your obligation. That's still labeled in Allah as a Mechuyah B'davar. That's a Beferish Gemara Shana Daf Chof Tes. And that's the reason why I can read the Megillah for somebody who already read it already. Using that principle, comes Tosus in our sugya, and then followed by the Rosh and other Rishayim, and say, that's the answer to the dilemma, to the riddle of our sugya. Shimon ben Shetach is a Mechuyah B'davar. You know why? Not because he ate or didn't eat. Shimon ben Shetach, by definition, is a Mechuyah B'davar. You know why? He ate this morning, he ate last week, he eat in a second. So he's a Gavra who bears the Vadim speaks to Midaraisa. The fact that he personally didn't eat yet, that doesn't make the slightest bit of a difference. Shimon ben Shetach not eating at all for that matter. Forget about that. He didn't eat anything. He could still be Maitzi everybody in Benjamin. No different than a person who read the Megillah in the morning, he could be Maitzi everybody else in Chris and Megillah. So comes Tosa and turns the whole sugya on its head. The Gemara says, Gival Shimon ben Shetach can't be Maitzi anybody in Benching because he's not a Mechuda, he didn't eat. Says Tosus, what? The Gemara says, he can't be Maitzi, he didn't eat. Says Tosus, wrong, it's not true. You can be Maitzi even though you didn't eat. You have to be Mechuda Dover. Tosus is a Mechuda Dover. That's called Mechuda Dover. And therefore, you can no longer ask the question, well, you're not Mechuda Dover, he had a Kazayas, he had a Kibetza, he had a Kibetza, well, maybe you're wasting your time with that Kasha. I'm Mechuyah B'davar because of Arvos. So what's the bomb kasha in Tosis? What's the bomb kasha in Tosis? From the Gemara. If Tosis is so smart, if Tosis is so right, that we can invoke the principle of Afmishiyat Samaiti at Arvos, and I can be Moti without eating at all, who's the kasha now?
Why did you drink?
Why need anything? Why did the Gemara say, Shem HaShadach needed to have a drink of wine, or he had to have a kazak? Why did the Gemara just say, let him be Moti no matter what? If Tosis is so smart, Yotzimotzi should have worked in the Gemara itself. What does Tosfos say? This is a bomb thing, bomb teret. Tosfos says, you're right. In terms of the pure din of Yotzimotzi, Shimon ben Shetach did not have to eat anything. Not kedei sviya, not a kebetza, not a kezais, not even a cup of wine, nothing, zero zippo. Halachically, if I had a blackboard here, I would draw the equation. Shimon ben Shetach benching for the olam, even though he ate nothing, it's like Rabbi Sobolovsky reading as a bar mitzvah boy the Megillah for his grandmother. It's the same thing. Afmishiyat Zavaiti, it's based on Arvos, everything is hunky earth, it's kvaldik, kvaldik. So why in the world does the Gemara say he had to eat or drink something? You know what Taisa says? For a totally tangential reason. Nothing to do with that sugya. Nothing, zero, zippo to do with the topic of Yat Zavaiti, nothing to do with Mechuyah B'davar. You know why he had to eat something? Why? How in the world are you going to get up to the Rebbeinu Shel Tzedek and say, Mevarech Elokeinu she'achalnu? You wait, you didn't really? Tell me a story. You haven't eaten anything. So what did it say, she'achalnu shalom? You have to eat something. How much qualifies that something? What constitutes something? Should have been shut the fort like constant something to call that tangential rule. What something was?
Come on.
And Rabbi Yehuda said that form don't go. We all know it has to be at least a one. Exactly. So you have to say, I need exactly what to say with a straight face, Shachal and Mishalom. But, says Tosis, the eating of a Kezias is not addressing the issue of creating a Chubidah. The issue of Kezias is simply addressing the issue of how can you say with a straight face and honest face, Shachal and Mishalom. The Mechubidah issue was solved long ago, based on the principle of Roshan HaDach HaFtas of Yetzirah.
So is it saying that eating
a kezias
is like a
siyata d'rabbanan? No, it's not even a siyata, it's just a totally different reason. Eating a kezias in our sugya was just to be able to say honestly shachar mishalom. But in terms of being...
Even eating less than kezias.
Because that's tachod achila, that's like stam achila b'kezias. So you can't say with a straight face shachar mishalom. Shimon shetach thought shtiyas could be like achila. So you could say with a straight face shachar mishalom a cup of wine. And that far we don't go. We say, no, it's got to be at least a kezias. But the goal of the kezias was not to suffice the raisa. It wasn't to create a chubidah, but it was simply to solve the tangential secondary problem of Shalom Shalom. By the way, just there, back up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham that according to this Tosfos' understanding, there could come a time where I don't even have to eat a kezias. Very simple. Give me a case. If Tosfos is so right, that the whole goal of eating kezias was not to create a chubidah, you're not even accomplishing that. That you accomplished long ago without Mishnah and Leitzin. Goal of Kezias is to enable to say Shabbat Shalom. What?
If there are people in line of bench.
What do you mean by that?
If a person that's eating the Kezias to say Shabbat Shalom is starting to, is trying to be mostly other people, it doesn't work for people in line of bench.
Well, how many people are left at that? There are two different scenarios of being mostly somebody benching. What's the normal way?
Three.
When you have three, you have Mizuma. What's the abnormal way? You theoretically have even one?
Two.
Only if, why did you say correctly? You're not supposed to do what you do. Remember the Gemara says, only if it's Echad one? Echad four, we have the Zofar, right? One type of Chok, whatever it's next, we can even be the able to let one be multi one. It's not a Zoom, it's one be multi one. What's the difference between the text and the benching? When you have three people benching, what words do you say? Nevarach Shachar Mishalom. When you have two people benching and one's being multi, somebody not there from Zoom, what words do you say? You don't say Nevarach Shachar Mishalom. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, if I'm having a one-on-one being multi, where I don't have the tangential problem of Shachar Mishalom, then we fall back what the real din is. And what's the real evidence of din? That I can be multi even though I want? Even though I ate how much?
Zilch.
Okay? So this is all B'derech HaTosfos. Okay. Unlike the other Rishonim, said, no, what do you mean? It's not Shaykh to be mild to you. If you didn't eat a Kezias, then I'm not a Chuy B'dover. That's how the Ramban thought, that's how the Rahab thought, each one their own way. But Tosfos said, no, the eating of a Kezias was not even for the goal of creating a Chuy B'dover. Chuy B'dover was created long ago through the vehicle of Abba B'Shiyata Motzi, Arvos, etc. The only reason for the Kezias is just to suffice because the logistical problem of saying Shachar Mishalom, that logistical problem only exists sometimes and sometimes not. When it doesn't exist, then the problem, then the requirement doesn't exist. So we have three Mahalakim, Gedolei Rishonim, how to solve this eternal contradiction in our sugyas. We have the Ramban, who knocked down the Mosan Deraisa to Amir Kezias. We have the Bahad, who knocked down the food on the table for the meal. And then we have Tosfos, who says, we don't have to knock down anything, we just have to introduce into the sugya this one small factor. This factor called Afa Bishya Tzemotzi, borrowing, invoking the Gemara from Maseches Rosh Hashanah.
So he said that the only reason why a person would have to eat is so that they can say Shechamim and Mezudarabon, is that also why, is there the same reason behind why it has to be dug on?
Yeah, it has to be something. Yeah, that was the Takana. The Takana was, it's got to be that much. That's all just to suffice Shechamim and Shalom.
And it has to be green, but it has to be.
So if I say, yeah.
How, according to Tosfos, right? So how is drinking a cup of wine fill the
So b'stam shu b'chadav was the hell like the gemara in other cases shti b'chal achil. The Torah sometimes uses the terms achil and shti interchangeably. So to fulfill shachalek, it still says shachalek with a straight face. What do you have to eat? I had a cup of wine. Okay, good.
But also, if I'm saying also in the Gemara Daven Mitzvah, it says that the savatish.
But again, just to get these words in, there shouldn't be a lie. Sometimes it's all shemen shetachal, just to drink is enough. Good. So if I say major machlokes. So let's see if we can now begin to focus. This is just an intro. We didn't start sharing. This is just a background. There is a major point of contention that's emanating from this sugya between Tosfos on the one hand and we'll call it the Bahaga on the other hand. The Ramban's in the same camp. We'll call it the Bahaga on the other hand. Tosfos was more than happy to invoke the principle of Afa Pishi Yatzo Motzi. Remember the model of reading the Megillah for somebody who I heard of myself. Tosfos had no qualms, no hesitations, no limitations of invoking that principle and plugging that principle into Berachos HaMazon. And the Bahag, for some reason, didn't want to go down that route. The Bahag didn't want to say it. The Bahag was rather take food out of the mouths of the king and the queen and make the meal into a little bit less elegant rather than go down Tosfos's route. What is wrong with Tosfos? What's wrong with Tosfos's route? Tosfos just quoting the Gemara Brachos. I'm saying the Gemara Shana, the Gemara Shana Chavtaset Befeirish. I could read the Megillah even though I read it already. The Gemara says, "Kol brachas af v'shiyata moitzi." The Gemara says, "Af v'shiyata moitzi." Rashi explains Arbus. Tosfos just took the Gemara and just extended it one step further. Because the Muslim and the Bach says, "No, it's not gonna. Don't apply to it. I'd rather take food off the table than apply what you're saying to be true." Why not? What's wrong with what Tosfos said? It's Muslim pshita. Why does everyone else drain us a cup? They're bad. Everyone's turning the sugya upside down, changing all our facts. What's wrong with Tosfos? So there's some deep, dark secret here. If there's some reason why other Rishonim did not want to go down the route of Afishat Motzi, and that behooves us to identify what that fact is. Any ideas? I'll give you some cases where we do say Afishat Motzi. Kriyas Megillah, other brachos.
Kiddush
is a tricky one. We do say it in many, many cases.
No.
We do say it a lot. We do do it. We do it fairly often. And yet there's something bothering the Balach Skidelus here not to apply to Berachos HaMazon. What is it? Magishtana, all those bits that you guys mentioned. Kriyas HaMegillah, Brachos, Abdullah. I don't want to talk about Kiddush yet. On the one hand, Berachos HaMazon on the other hand.
Because by everything else, everyone is Mechud. But Berachos HaMazon is Mechud on at least to what extent. At least Nashim are Mechayvim Ketanim. Brachos and the arm is the issue of my grandma.
You're 100% right with the question, should that make a difference? Why in the world should that impact? The fact that a woman may or may not be Chayvim Benjamin, maybe she's not, I don't know. But why should that make a difference? Is that a true relevant, true or irrelevant? We're not sure. Right? Why should it be important? I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's correct. I'm not sure why it should impact. Well, I need Kiddush out of it. Kiddush is just to come. We just identified a characteristic and a potentially critical characteristic. The Gemara says, Maseches Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, Afa Bishiyatza Moitzi. Even though I was Yaitse, Mitzvah ready, no problem, I could still be Moitzi you. No problem whatsoever, it's okay. Even though I'm not really a Mechir B'davar, no, it's okay. I'm still called Mechir B'davar. Why? Because of what was that principle Rashi said? When Rashi is sticking for good luck? Arvo, special Rebbe Zelazah. And therefore, that creates a change in status, and I'm called Mechir B'davar. I'm going to challenge you, but say. That idea that we just said, that because I was Yotzei, even though I'm not Chayev now, that whole 9 yards, is that a Diraisadika concept? Or is that a Diraisadika concept? The idea that you require Mechuyah B'davar by Shemek by them, we assume that's a big Diraisadika. Remember, we're going to speak about this about Shemek by them days. Remember? We spoke about that in the Chalik. We want to know why it should be true. The Salah, the Chazanish, we analyze why the Halacha requires Mechuyah B'davar. The fact that the Halacha requires Mechuyah B'davar is not negotiable. Everybody agrees that that's true, and the Pashto requirement is a Din Deraisa. So So now I want to know, once I've told you that the requirement for Mechuba is up to Deraisa, this new-fangled, remodeled definition of Mechuba Dabba, that even somebody who is not really Mechuba Dabba, but in theory was one time, is that suffice with Deraisa? One could say yes. One could say that's called Mechuba Dabba. The definition of Mechuba Dabba is defined by are you a gaffer that at one time was chayit? That's also okay. Maybe no. Maybe that entire principle of yatzar motzi arvus, the whole story in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, was only said by Chavtes. It was only said by Havdalah, by Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan perhaps. Maybe that entire picture, Hakol Mikol Kol, Maybe only works for mitzvahs d'rabbanan. It doesn't work for deraisas. And if that distinction is correct, then we have a gevaldik pshat in who? Who do we now know why didn't want to go down to the bad? That's why the bad didn't want to go down to us. And you know who says this, Rabbi Sari? This pshat in the bad, the Shekisari. Shekisari says that the nekudas amachleik is between the toisus and asugya and the mahagas quoted from Rashi. Is this very point, namely, this newfangled, new model, remodeled Yatsamotzi being labeled as Mechuba Dabba, according to Tosfos, that works with their eyes, and therefore we can plug it into Birchas Hamazon. And according to the Baha'i, sorry Charlie, the buck stops here, it works by their abundance, it ain't gonna work by their eyes. That's the Shekisai is pure in the Machlaikas Tosfos in the Baha'i. If that is the case, then according to the Baha'i, we are asking for trouble, or for a couple of chumras, a couple of kerbals, that is why. Because we're used to using this idea of Yatsamotzi by Deraisa. We've done this before. We live our lives using Yatsamotzi by Deraisa. According to the Baha'i, according to Shatzash, according to the Baha'i, that's going to be a problem. What are some classic examples where the halacha does accept the possibility of Yatsamotzi by Deraisa?
Kiddush.
Kiddush is not a bad one, right? After all, it's been Kiddush and Deraisa, right? Yeah. The Rishon HaRei, you can make Kiddush for somebody else, even though I heard Kiddush myself before. How does that work? You can get his deraisa. Well, according to the Hakim, there's no harvest deraisa, remember? So what's the way? We don't even lose any sleep over Kiddush. Maybe Rabbi Gorman would lose the sleep over Kiddush. But anyway, those were paying attention to the Sikha. But would anybody else lose any sleep over Kiddush? Come on, Kiddush is deraisa, come on, tell me the truth.
Oh, did you say this one yesterday?
Yeah, so first of all, the Pasuk says, Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Kadosh. Zechira Shabbos. So the Rambam and most of the Rishonim hold, Min HaTorah, Kiddush is good enough, but just with Wahwid, with the words alone, with the Dvarim. The fact that you need Yayin, that's only with the Rabbanah. So the Magen Avraham says, we need to have a Meir, we need to have a Kiddush. You know what Rabbi Kivega said? Maybe not to have a Meir, you just have to do what? To say good Shabbos to somebody, to Kiddush. That's Kiddush to Raisa. Could be, going to some opinions, was long gone already by the time I stand by my Friday night and I give him my cup of wine. Not everyone agrees, different opinions. So Kiddush on Friday night may not be the end-all question, but I have another, what's another mitzvah derayta? Coming around the bend, not that long, a little scary, but not that long. Less than 6 weeks is Tekiah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. I think Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Monday, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's exactly 6 weeks, maybe exactly 6 weeks from now. Is Rosh Hashanah? Shake your head a little bit, okay? So Rosh Hashanah, what if the Baal Pekeh already heard, and now he wants to blow again? Would anybody have a problem with that? Well, presumably no one have a problem with that, except for who? The Baal, we have a problem with that. It's going to the Baal. Once you're dealing with Mitzvah Deraisa, you can't say Yatzah Motzi. Who thinks that's a good kasha? According to the Baal, how could I be Motzi, you and Kiyah Shofar, if Yatzah Motzi only works with the Rabbanan? Who remembers? Maybe the Kishofer is a lot.
It's a Shmiya.
Shmiya, it's not really the key, I'm not really being motzi, right? So it may not be a kash in the first place. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, we have a major machlokes here between Tosfos and the Baha'i, all revolving around how to get around these three different problems. There's some kind of an internal contradiction here. So the Ramban went down one route to say, because some of the rises to that. The Baha'i went down another route to say that the other people at the meal didn't eat Kedei Sviya. Tosfos refused to go down either route and was applied, extrapolated the sugya of Rosh Hashanah of Yatzar Motzi. And we want to know why didn't the Baha'i go down that route. So the Shekhar presented us, maybe the Rukutza Machlekes Tosfos Baha'i is, is Yatza Mautzi, a principle der Raisa der Rabban. So Rabbi said, we're going to have to do something very, very gutsy. We're going to have to hold off till tomorrow to do that. But we're going to suggest, hopefully, an alternate pshat in the Bahama. We're going to disagree. We can say that with a straight face in the Shekhis Aryeh. We're going to try to come up with another view as to why the Bahama veered away from Dosas, and then try to see where some of this is going to take us in terms of some practical applications. Okay?